Today is March the 8th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we're up to Matthew 21. Before we read this, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only and wonderful God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are absolutely awesome, the bondage breaker, and so compassionate. You're the God of our dreams and the exalted one, full of grace. You are the God of the generations and high and lifted up. You are infinite and the Lord of Jerusalem, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. You are the master gardener and you're never changing. You're the one true living God, our place of safety and the quieter of our souls. You are robed in majesty and seated at God's right hand. You are triumphant in everything that you do, the upholder of our lives, and you're the God of great value. You are watchful over us and the example we long to follow. You are Yeshua and zealous for us, Lord. Thank you, Holy Father, for being there for us. Thank you, Holy Father, for giving us your word, for guidance, instruction, and for admonition. Help us, Lord, to learn from our mistakes and to come to you to be cleansed so that we may bless those that we touch today. O gracious God, help us to represent you well and help us to be Jesus with skin on. We love you, adore you, and thank you for all of this. In the beautiful, precious, and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, the Word of God, Matthew 21, verses 2 to 3, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The Word of God, Matthew 21, verses 2 to 3. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the amazing words of Jesus the Christ. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song, after which I will read the lyrics to you. Today I have chosen Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, sung by the Gaither Gathering. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the wonderful words of Jesus in this beautiful hymn about him by Francis Crosby. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. And we all know that is no natural stopping point. And so you need to set an alarm. And when that alarm goes off, just smile, because you know there are hundreds, if not someday thousands, of Christian educators across the nation bowing before our Lord to give him thanks and to petition him on behalf of some need within our school. Today, we are praying for gentleness towards everyone we interact with today. And that would be on our part, of course. So when your alarm goes off, if you remember that prompt, that's great. And if you don't worry, just pray. Be united with your brothers and sisters as we go before our Lord. We pray at precisely 1:16 because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals this year. We are up to his fourth series called The Great Race, and today's devotional is part 3 of Balanced, Lost, and Found. The scripture he chose is Isaiah 30, verse 15. In rest and repentance is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Marcia, a mother of two children and a 15-year career educator at Bonbrook Middle School, awoke one morning from a vivid, life-changing dream. The following day, she had a vision on her way home from school. She continues her testimony of what happened the days, months, and years after these experiences. After the dream I experienced and then the vision the Lord gave me the next day, I felt like I had been run over by two cars. There was nothing left of me, and that was actually a good thing and a God thing. I only had enough strength to fill my head after they passed over me. On each of the license plates was written one word in bold capital letters, truth. The strange thing was that after being run over, I felt an incredible peace I had never known. I kept hearing in my heart and mind the scripture about a peace that passes all understanding. I had never experienced it, but had faked it well for years. His peace was and is amazing. The Lord reminded me of the scripture. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but it is Christ that lives within me. That's Galatians 2, verse 20. I had the dream Thursday night and the vision Friday afternoon coming home from work. On Saturday, for the first time since having children and starting work, I took a real day of rest. I just knew I was supposed to be alone with Jesus to begin on our relationship that I had now experienced for the first time at age 37. I needed a honeymoon with Jesus. I had always believed in God by faith. Now, experience was also the basis of this relationship. I felt like for the first time in my life, I had 2 feet on the ground. Up until this point, I had such difficulty balancing all the responsibilities and relationships in my life. After talking to my husband on Saturday morning, I went back to bed and slept till noon, and then got up feeling like I had slept for days. I felt like God was holding my hand all day. I got my Bible, a pen, and a blank spiral notebook from home and put them in my day pack along with some water. I dressed comfortably in walking shorts and tennis shoes. I told my husband he was to take care of both children, that I would be gone the entire day, and that I wouldn't be home until late. I wasn't yet ready to explain to him the dream or vision I had for fear of him thinking I was crazy or having a nervous breakdown. I assured him I wasn't having an affair and that I simply needed a day off from everything, that I had come to a corner in my life and I needed to turn it and see what was on the other side. He told me later he thought I was having a midlife crisis. The problem was I had been living in a crisis that I thought was the American dream and needed guidance and new direction to get out of it. The Lord led me to drive out to the nearby Pedernales State Park, where we had taken the children several times before they had gotten on the hamster wheel of never-ending athletic, scouting and church activities. I realize now I had been preparing them for the same hamster wheel my husband and I were on, with never any God-ordained rest. 2-hour naps on Sundays had become my day of rest, while at Pedernales Park, I hiked to a secluded part with no fear. My husband would not have approved at all. Oh, I forgot to tell you, when I got hit by the 2 spiral cars, I lost most all of my anxiety and fear, which had been a huge issue in my life. I sat on the bank of the crystal clear Blanco River, where I watched the river for hours, and I just talked to the Lord from my heart. That was my liturgy. All the hidden secret fears, hurts, frustrations, and questions poured out like the river running by me. He led me to several scriptures to read about streams flowing in the desert, Isaiah 32, verse 2, and Isaiah 35, verse 6. I cried again for several hours. About half the time, I just spent looking and listening to the water, plants, and animals, God's orchestra. I felt my soul filling up with just the sights and sounds. As it began to get dark, I pulled out my journal and wrote down what I believed the Lord was wanting to tell me. In rest and repentance is your salvation and strength. Rest, so I can do the rest. Where you are right now is my bank, where you are depositing and withdrawing what will make you rich in my kingdom. It is the rest where I can speak to you and give you my directions and peace. This bank, where you need to come, does not have to be by this river. The river of my spirit flows through your home, your school, and your heart. Get in the river. Get in the river. I did walk right into the river in obedience and completely submerged myself and came out freezing and ready to go home. I began to take true days of rest, but it was not easy, like a dog returning to its vomit. I sometimes got back on the hamster wheel, but Jesus gently lifted me out and put my feet back on the ground. It is a spiritual battle to stay off the wheel. It's like swimming upstream. My husband and I rotate kid duties on Saturdays and Sundays. My husband, children, students, and friends like the new peace and joy in me. I have deeply pruned my life, and I've stepped away from things that I had done for years. On my Sabbaths, God gave me directions for home, work, and community service. I kept in my journal a list of God jobs. His list was a lot smaller than my old one. I didn't need to be super mom, super wife, super teacher, or super Christian anymore to define my identity. I just needed to hear and obey Jesus, who was now my real first love. I became so much more creative in my classroom. I conference with God each summer about his plans for my classroom, not my own. I still have a long way to go, but I have a very special man holding my hand and guiding me down the road. And I'm not talking about my husband, principal, or pastor, though I love to work with them all. It's Jesus. The prayer. Lord, lead us to the river of your spirit, to repentance and rest. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Thomas Jefferson. Truth is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus from Matthew 21, verses 2 to 3. Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, "The Lord needs them," and he will send them at once. O gracious God, our Lord of prophecy, you gave us so many hints and so many things to look forward to, Lord. We praise you for eternal life through the blood of Jesus. And we ask you, gentle Savior, to show us the way and show us when we are off track. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this in the marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.